Hello, welcome back. Visit Julian podcast. I always have this tendency to say good morning or good afternoon, but I don't know what time you're listening, so there's my hesitation. But we are back after a couple of weeks. It's just been really busy around here that I haven't had an opportunity to schedule podcasts. So after 2 weeks, I think, of not producing anything, we are back with Kathy Wilder, and she is from Camp Stevens, which is located here in Julian. And we're going to talk all about their organization and then, of course, the camps and all that good stuff. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I know we had a hard time connecting, but
busy people, right?
I know, right? And like I said previously, it's just been a lot. You know, my job is to run a chamber of commerce, so I just haven't had much of an opportunity lately. So Camp Stevens is located at the, I would say, the top of Banner Grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And those who don't know what Banner Grade is, just outside of town towards the high school, if you're like me and you know where Nickel Beer is, that's that's the beginning of Banner Grade. And you guys are, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile from that?
Yeah, a little like a half mile.
Okay. So,
yeah, something like that.
I'm really bad at directions.
I've only walked the Nickel to Camp Stevens a couple times.
Oh, there you go. Smart girl. Yeah. So, all right. So, Camp Stevens is it year round? Is it seasonal? How does Camp Stevens function as a camp?
Yeah. So we are part of the Episcopal Church.
Okay.
And we also function really independently, and we also serve all people. So everyone is welcome at Camp Stevens. We do function year round. Mm-hmm. Thank God we're in Southern California,
right.
So we have beautiful weather.
Right.
Even when it's snowy here, everyone knows it's still nice.
Yeah.
So we function, we have retreats with adults and kids and families year round. We do outdoor education programs, mm-hmm. ropes course. And then, of course, in the summer, we run, thank goodness now, after COVID is sort of getting to a stabilization
sure.
point, we're running summer camp. We did last summer. And we are going to run summer camp again this summer.
All right. So summer camp is kids, right?
Yeah.
So what age groups do the kids, I'm sure they're sectioned, you know, so that
sure.
you don't have teenagers with kids, but like what age groups and kind of how do they run a little bit?
Our on-site program serves kids 8 to 15.
Okay.
And then a 16-year-old can come over and do our counselor training program.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a 10-day program in June, which I think every kid should do. It's leadership training.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a wonderful way to get your self-confidence up,
mm-hmm.
and also to learn about responsibility and sharing part of that in community. And then you could work that summer as a counselor, make money.
That's yeah. awesome. So the kids who, because you said you think every kid should do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if a 16-year-old does it, are they required to work with you guys, or is that just a program that you offer?
We do ask that you work a week typically,
okay.
just to help fill in and make sure that we've got enough counselors.
Sure, sure.
But in my opinion, those are life skills for everywhere.
Right, that's why I was saying
it,
whether or not they...
Any camp can take you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's fantastic.
Many of us at Camp Stevens have worked at several camps or different places around Julian.
Sure.
I started out the Girl Scout camps myself.
Oh, Camp Winnaka.
Winnaka was my first home base, and then I worked at Whispering Oaks and Winnaka.
Mm-hmm.
And several of our staff have worked at Marston and have moved around. So, you know, we're a big, happy family up here at camp. So
sure.
we want to train people that are going to be great employees anywhere they go.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how big is that? I don't know why I have such an interest in this, but I'm dying.
That's
to
a
know.
Great program. Yeah.
Yeah. So how many kids do you accept each summer? You said June, right?
Yeah, June. Yeah. For the counselor training program, it's typically anywhere between 22 and 30 kids.
Oh, wow.
So that's for the brand new counselors.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have returning counselors, of course.
Sure, sure.
And you can work 1 week at a time. You don't have to work the whole summer
mm-hmm.
once you finish and complete and are recommended for a counselor position after
that. I think
that.
That's so awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, my son did it at Camp Surf. And
oh, cool.
So that's why
I'm
asking. I'm just like, I remember his program. It was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I love that camp. That's a great place.
Yeah, yeah.
So
when you
cool.
live up here, you know, the kids want to do something different. So
totally.
Camp Surf. So camps throughout summer.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
And how long do they last?
They're 6 days, so Sunday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And this summer, actually, for our summer camp programs, we're totally full right now.
Oh,
so,
good for you, though.
So next year, get signed up early. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we're so relieved, right? I mean, I think everyone's celebrating that people want to send their kids to camp
mm-hmm.
and that we have a full summer of business, which is nice.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yes, and then we also do wilderness trips for kids 13 to 17. And so there's a rock climbing trip that still has space in the Eastern Sierras, which will be really fun.
Oh,
and then we also have a space in a trip called On the Road, where you start out here up in the mountains
mm-hmm.
and then you move all the way, you do different camping trips and you move all the way to the water and go kayaking on the San Diego Bay. Pretty fun. It's kind of a sampler. Mm-hmm. And then we also do a kayak trip in Catalina. But again, that one also has no more space. It's pretty popular.
Yeah, so. Catalina's. I honeymooned in Catalina. Yeah.
Me too.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'm sure mine was a lot longer ago. You probably weren't even born when I honeymooned. But I got so old when did that happen. So, that sounds like such a variety of things that you guys offer. I don't want to say just kids. Mm-hmm. So now that you told me that you're booked for the kids camps mm-hmm. for December, what does that do for the retreats? Like, sure. are those carved out mm-hmm. or is that not possible because of the full camp schedule? How does that work?
Yeah, in the summer, we really don't do retreats.
Okay.
It's really just about the summer camp program.
Got
it's a safety issue, I think, for one thing, because we are taking care of kids sure. without their parents there, which is what we do.
Yeah.
But then retreats kick right back in August.
Got
it. We're actually doing a really cool program, a partnership program this summer right at the end of camp, a program called C5LA, which works with first-generation college students, is uh-huh. coming up for 3 weeks, and they're going to do their own program here and get to know Julian. This is going to be their first time in a Julian camp for their program.
Oh, wow.
So it's really a beautiful, great partnership for us, and an organization we really believe in their mission.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so summer camp's all about the kids,
yeah.
and then retreats start in August. And yep. I imagine because you'd mentioned the snow and stuff, they probably go
pretty much all year round.
Yeah.
We take time off. The staff needs time off,
sure.
as we can
Why?
Imagine. I know, right?
Come on.
They're not superhuman, although they seem like they are most of the time. We give a break in December and early January.
That makes perfect sense.
And then we kick right back in mm-hmm. January, and we have school partnerships, outdoor ed programs, mm-hmm. like so many camps up here do. And then weekend retreats, all different kinds of groups, anywhere from a book club to this last weekend, we had the Orange County Gay Men's Choir, all the way to the Point Loma Nazarene Theology Program. So we really serve a huge gamut of people at our camp.
Are all of the retreats, and I hope you don't mind me asking this question, it's just the way my brain works.
Please.
Are all of the retreats religious based, or if I'm a baseball club and have no religious, like everybody in my baseball club, I don't know why I came up with baseball, has different beliefs and different eyes, like, can we just come, or do we have to have some sort of religious format to come to the camp?
I'm so glad you asked that, because I think there is a preconceived notion, because we're an Episcopal camp,
right?
You have to be either Episcopal or Christian,
right?
And that is absolutely not the case. Actually, the ethos of the Episcopal Church is to celebrate and learn about all people of all religious beliefs or no religious beliefs or people on a journey. So we're just there to create a space that is restorative and healing for people, and also fun, of course. We want people to have fun.
Sure, sure.
But we are really, we're better when we have a greater diversity of people at camp.
I'm really glad I did ask the question. I was a little apprehensive about it, but I wanted to know because, I got my own cloud going over my head of questions
and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so really glad I asked that question. Now, Camp Stevens is also really active in the Julian community. So I know that you guys have, I told you that might happen. There goes the fax machine. is really active in supporting the community. And I just wanted to bring it up because I feel like it's important for the people who are listening to know what an active part you play. You guys did a lot during COVID to help people with rapid testing, see where they stood. Talk a little bit about that service that you offered the community.
Sure. And I think, honestly, if I have to see a silver lining mm-hmm. in the COVID experience,
sure.
it's that we have connected with the community more.
Yeah.
And I really love that. This is an amazing community of people. So most recently in December and January, one of our staff members, our directors, was just reflecting on the fact that people are having a hard time finding testing.
Right.
We became a California State testing site out of necessity for our summer camp because we didn't want to send kids home for a upset stomach because they were homesick. We wanted to be able to test them right away. So we have access to rapid testing through the state of California. And our director said, hey, let's get together. Let's offer this to the community. And we were so happy that people took us up on it.
Oh,
they really did.
It was crazy because I'm on social media because that's what I do.
Yeah, right.
Media socially.
Yeah.
And it was very widely known because someone would say, where do I get a rapid test? And immediately six people would respond and say, Camp Stevens. Yeah. So, So I would personally like to thank you for that contribution to the community because it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And I think this community really stepped up. I know I worked tirelessly trying to get COVID information out to the business community.
Absolutely.
And you were serving the, you know, the residential community. So thanks so much for that.
Oh yeah. And you know, it was such a, to me, it felt like a doorway opening up with so many relationships. Mm-hmm. In fact, today I'm going over to visit the Storm Ranch because I actually got hooked up with Bill and Pauline mm-hmm. during the COVID testing, oh. We just like everybody's showing up and being mm-hmm. there. And it was just, it's a neat thing to be together. And I also just want to give a shout out to Julian Pathways while I'm here. Yeah. Just, they do so much good work and
sure.
we're excited about doing partnership with them even more. We did a bit of that with food distribution at mm-hmm. the beginning of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We had grown a lot of food in our garden and had no groups.
Oh.
And they helped us find families that could use that.
Homes for Vegetables.
That's right, Homes for Vegetables. And they're wonderful folks, just really sure. doing the very meaningful work, right. especially in a time of emergency.
Yeah. I think our community, you know, people talk about Julian and how they love the friendliness and stuff, but boy, oh boy, this community pulls together when it needs to.
They do.
To.
Oh, yeah. It's
yeah.
really neat.
Yeah, absolutely yeah. amazing. And then I have never attended it, and I don't know why. I think every year in my mind's eye, like, oh, I want to try this. I want to go see it, mm-hmm. it because so many people talk about your annual supper.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about that.
We actually, we're doing it seasonally, so mm-hmm. we had one kind of every 3 or 4 months thing. But we, of course, stopped doing that sure. with the pandemic, and we're excited. I think our staff are sort of even clamoring to get mm-hmm. that going again, because mm-hmm. we know that that's a way that folks can really get to know us, but also for us to get to know everybody else.
Right, yeah.
And I think our food is a little bit of our signature. We do mm-hmm. all Whole Foods cooking at Camp mm-hmm. Stevens and really look at special diets and make sure that we're serving people in that way. It's a part of the restoration and healing of being there is having good food that
good
you
food,
can eat.
Yeah.
But we also, it's been wonderful to have people out for the community mm-hmm. and we serve food that we make ourselves, and we also sometimes we'll do music at night or a little mm-hmm. campfire mm-hmm. and it's for all ages, bring the whole family. So keep your eyes peeled for dates for that in the fall after summer camp's all over.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And is that a fundraiser for you?
No, we don't ask for any money. And if people want to make a donation to camp, they're of course sure. always welcome. I'll sure. never say no.
Right.
I learned that a while ago for Executive Director 101. But
yeah.
But we also want that to be something that people can attend with no barriers.
Sure. Yeah, you don't want money to be a barrier to
That's
their
right.
Experience. Absolutely.
That's right.
I've just seen so much afterwards, social media photos of people just having a great time.
Oh, yeah.
It just looks like. Now, is that community focused, or would it be something for people from down the hill, or like, What's the focus of those suppers?
You know, I think the focus of those suppers, they were born of the idea of getting to know the Julian community mm-hmm. better. It has grown into, when they were going, into an event that we would invite our full community to, mm-hmm. which includes all of LA and San Diego. Rarely do we get LA folks, but the focus is Julian folks. And
sure,
we would love to have a chance to share a meal with everybody and get to know y'all.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And I had a question in my head and then I lost it, which is very common when you're 54. You said 3 or 4 times a year, so mm-hmm. fall, and obviously not summer because of the...
Yeah. Exactly. But, usually we do a fall, a winter, and then maybe a spring
got it.
Seasonal supper.
Yeah, so let's look forward to that coming in fall for sure.
Definitely.
So are there other programs that people... that may not know about that you offer that's kind of like a hidden gem or something that you'd like to get the word out on? You talk a lot. You're very articulate about all the great stuff that you were doing. Well, but
it's my passion for
right?
sure, and I'm really proud of all the work we're doing. So I appreciate you asking. Mm-hmm. There's a couple things that we're doing that I want to throw out there. Connecting back to our employment, we're doing what we're calling the Employee Equity Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So if folks come and they are concerned about working at a camp, mm-hmm. which is typically the pay is equitable in some ways, but we do, you know, take some of that out for housing and food and
sure,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
We understand that's a hardship on people that are trying to help support their families.
Sure.
And we don't want that to be a barrier for young people who would be interested in serving at a camp.
Mm-hmm.
So we're offering grants for folks on top of their paychecks
oh,
in the
wow.
summer who would not typically be able to work at our camp. So just to throw that out there,
mm-hmm.
if people are looking for a summer job, we're still looking to fill a few full staff positions for the summer. So that's definitely a piece that I'd like everyone to know about.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about trying. And then the second thing is we're doing an event. This is our 70th anniversary.
Oh, great.
I've been up here in Julian for since
Happy birthday. You don't look 70. You
I
look
know.
Fantastic.
I've got a skincare regimen, you know. So we're celebrating by having a restorative justice retreat in October, the 28th through the 30th. And we will have not only weekend attendance available, but also day attendance available on that Saturday. And we're inviting a really special guest. Her name is Valerie Kaur. She wrote the book See No Stranger. And she is going to do the keynote address. And she's an amazing lawyer, a civil rights activist, filmmaker, really an amazing person.
One of those women you hate.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean. Yeah. She's she's got it
she's
all.
Got it all. She's wonderful. Yeah. And so she'll be up here and really we're going to offer some workshops and things like that. And I would love just to invite the Julian community to participate on that Saturday if they want. I mean, obviously everyone's got a place to stay, but we'll have information about that. Of course, all of our social media and our website. But it should be a really beautiful event. And I'm super excited about not just celebrating our 70 years, but also looking forward to where we belong in the world in the future. And I know that camps really believe in that restoration and healing. Yeah, and so that's what we're going to do. We're going to really live into that moving forward.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah,
it should be really cool.
Yeah. And that's October 28th?
28th through 30th is a weekend. And then the keynote, the Saturday, will be that 29th day.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah. Because I think Halloween's on a Monday this year.
It really is. I know.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. And when you're in Julian, Halloween's a big deal.
I know.
Yeah.
We don't want to miss Halloween. Yeah. I hear that.
It's crazy because we really have to do something different because we can't do what everybody down the hill's doing. They're really, you can't walk door. I mean, certain areas you can, but as I did not let my kids walk.
Well, I mean, it's a distance too.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people let their dogs run around there's sharp corners.
I love what we do on the main street here. That
exactly.
is so fun. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. The kids get to do it on Main Street.
Yeah.
So I don't want to miss anything, but you seem to really have talked about all the great stuff that you offer, your community service, your interest in getting to know the community. You may know this, and most of the listeners do, but I'm going to go ahead and reiterate it. The links to your social media and your website will be on the show notes for this podcast. And for those who are wondering where to get the podcast, which I guess is a stupid thing to say because they're also hearing it right now, so they knew where to get it. Yeah, Robin. But for you to know, we put it on our blog, on our website.
Great.
And it's also on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and then the Blog Talk Radio. So it's everywhere, so people can share it from wherever they want. But if you're listening, thanks for finding us.
We'll put it out to our social media now. That'll be
this
great.
This is one where now I want to go back and edit Robin's dumb comment. But you know what? I'm going to embrace that I am
not perfect.
Move on. All right. Well, I do ask everybody, and I sort of asked you already, but maybe you had that thing poking at the back of your head. I always want to say I don't know all the questions to ask, so we'll close it out with, like, the message you'd like to drive home or something that we may have forgotten to talk about in the last 17 minutes and 57 seconds.
Yeah. Well, I really just want to thank you for having me and all the work that you're doing at the chamber. I feel like this is really a glue that keeps us all together. And
that's very sweet.
And it you know, really highlights businesses that are working really hard to do a lot of work. Right. And I love that. The tea shop getting a little recognition this year is lovely.
Right. Yeah.
And I also just want to say that we at Camp Stevens, you know, we feel really strongly about making sure that everyone feels welcome.
Yeah.
And we're in the work. We're doing the work. Mm. We're trying to get better every day. You know, it's not about perfection, but it's about participation.
Right.
And so I just want to reiterate that we are a place where folks are welcome no matter who you are, no matter what your spiritual path is or your non-spiritual path. And we're a safe place for folks. So I hope that, you know, if you have any questions about that, you will reach out to us and know that we are here to listen and here to support and really love being part of the Julian community.
That's so fantastic. And so the contact information for that outreach will definitely be on the show notes. I'll even link to whatever email address you give me. They can just click on it from the show notes and open an email client. All right.
I love it.
Yeah, this was an awesome interview.
Thanks so much,
Your
Robin.
Energy is fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
I hope, I mean, you're just such an amazing representation of the Camp Stevens. And if the whole place is like you, holy moly.
Oh, everybody. You haven't even met my staff. They're amazing.
That's so great. Awesome. Kathy, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right. Over and out.